Hey, back here at Yarbrough, News Talk 98.7. Out of the studio today, Medic Regional Blood Center, Eddie Check 2021. Locations literally all over East Tennessee. I mean, if you're saying I'm not near a location, then that's no longer an excuse for you. Go to eddiecheck.com. Let's get a free PSA screening. It can perhaps alert you to the need to go visit your doctor and maybe catch prostate cancer early. That's the whole point here, eddiecheck.com. Hey, from time to time, our buddy Jim Brogan, Brogan Financial, joins us, discuss a lot of things in the financial world. He is with us today. Jim, good morning, sir. How you been?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great. Staying healthy and just thankful.
Boy, that's the key. Staying healthy, man. If we've not learned anything in this pandemic, staying healthy is something I hope everybody can take out of this and maybe improve your health in any way that that you can moving forward. Hey, you've said recently in this current economic climate, it may be one of the most difficult for retirees since the Great Depression. That should get people's attention. Why do you think that?
Well, there's actually there are several things, but there's three big things, Bob, that are kind of competing, that are squeezing today's, if you're retired or soon to be retired, that could really squeeze you. One is, we're seeing really some real inflationary concerns. Consumer prices are going up. With the amount of money that's been printed to get us through, in terms of stimulus, to get us through the COVID pandemic, you know, it has the potential to devalue the dollar. And, you know, there's a whole lot more cash out there. Things are just going to cost more. So inflation's an issue. Yet at the same time, interest rates are staying very, very low. And so that can really kind of squeeze an investor. Low interest rates are great when you're younger and you're borrowing money for a car or a house, or you're trying to expand a business. But when you're an investor that needs to live off your life savings in retirement, this type of a low interest rate environment is a big challenge, and it makes the traditional bond market completely unappealing because they're not paying anything. And then the third factor, Bob, that a lot of people, you know, I get asked all the time, Jim, markets continue to hit all new highs. How long can this go on? And I don't know the answer to that. What I do know is the stock market is pretty expensive. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to have a crash or anything like that. But it does mean that if we look at where stocks are today, they're as expensive under almost any measurement as they've been at any time in our history except for 1999. And what that means is, if I'm looking out over the coming decade, it's unlikely we're going to have a boom in the stock market where we can expect 9 or 10 or 11% per year returns. So you've got these three things competing against you. You've got low interest rates, you've got inflation, and we got to temper expectations with what we can get in the stock market. So it's three very powerful things working against at the same time.
Most unique time you've ever seen in the financial world with what you're dealing with now?
I would say it is because of those factors, yes. You know, by the way, when interest rates and bonds, you know, interest rates and bond values move in an opposite direction. So in other words, when interest rates go down, bond values go way up. Well, interest rates are way down, so that means bond values are way up. When interest rates go up, bond values go down. So what I'm ultimately saying there, Bob, is bonds are expensive today, and the only time they've been this expensive or even comparatively is in the early 1940s. But in the early 1940s, stocks were cheap because we were coming out of the Depression. So for the first time in the modern era, bonds and stocks are both expensive, and so that makes us temper our expectations. And it puts a squeeze when it could put a squeeze when you throw inflation in there.
So the magic trick seems to be retiring and having as much confidence as possible that you're not going to run out of money during retirement. So I guess the easy question is, how do you do that? I don't know that there's an easy answer, though, but perhaps you have some suggestions.
Yeah, no, I don't mean to sound, you know, oh my gosh, woe is me, for all our listeners out there. This can be done, in my view, very, very successfully. But there are two big things I think people need to realize when they address their plan. One is, the plan that gets you to retirement, and you've heard me say this, Bob,
absolutely,
is not the plan that will get you through retirement. Because when you're saving money and accumulating money, there's a different type of pressure on the nest egg. It doesn't, you know, you're not withdrawing from it. When you move into the retirement phase of life and have to start drawing from your life savings, you're now in a spending phase. You're decumulating instead of accumulating. And it puts a different kind of stress on the nest egg. So that'd be my first thing is to realize, hey, you may have had a great plan to get you to where you are, but that's not probably the plan to get you through retirement. Now, then the second thing is to realize that the traditional models of investment that have been used for 40 or 50 years, which is where you balance stock market risk with bonds and bond funds. You know, I can't tell you how often, Bob, I have people come into my office and they've got this classic 60-40 mix of stock and bond funds, or maybe 70-30. There's no question in my mind that that approach over the coming decade will not work. Because bonds are dead, doesn't mean that you shouldn't have any of them, but you have to be very, very careful with bonds. So I think understanding that what has worked for retirees even in the past is probably not going to work very well in the future.
Well, I know you get into great detail, much more detail, with these types of things, with the series of classes that you have a handful of times each year. And I've been to these classes before, and one of the takeaways I had from that, Jim, is I don't understand the financial lingo, the phrases, the terminology, but you don't have to attend these classes. So talk about your next series of classes, and how are you able to break all this down into easy-to-understand terms?
Well, it's basically, Bob, what I've done my whole career. It's why I do a radio show on the weekends. I want to try to explain things in a way that people can understand and explain things to them that they maybe never heard before. Because so much in the financial world, so many people out there that work in our world are you know, they do one thing. And it's important. Now, yeah, I focus on the retirement phase and getting ready for the retirement phase. But I need to be able to handle all the things that come up in that retirement phase, including Social Security election and tax planning is such an opportunity right now in the early years of retirement. So in the class, in two-hour sessions, I cover seven topics. And I cover the main things I think a retiree or soon-to-be retiree needs to address in their financial plan to be able to retire confidently. And that's the message I really want to leave, Bob, is people in today's world, as challenging as I think it is, I think you can have a plan to be successful and to retire confidently and not worry that you'll have life left at the end of your money. And I cover that in that class at UT, which is coming up actually a week from tonight is the first session.
That's right. 1 week from tonight, and then the second night is 2 weeks from tonight, and these are part of the same series, two-hour sessions. And you can visit financialsurvivalforretirement.com to get more information and maybe as important, to get registered for those classes, which are coming up a week from today. Jim, can we take a quick call? We have a caller that,
yes,
I think has a question for you. Okay.
Sure.
Let's see. Who is this? Mark, I believe you're on with Jim Brogan. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Jim. Jim, my wife and I are concerned about her retirement money. She's been working about 13 years at the company, and she's accumulated in her retirement plan about $140,000. And we're really nervous about the current administration. We don't know what may happen to that money. Now, she has about 20 more years to work. Would it be a good idea to place that in, if we could, in maybe like an IRA or something where nothing would happen to that money, and knowing that she has 20 more years to find her 401k, we're really confused and nervous about the situation right now.
All right, Mark, thank you for that. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, thank you for calling. That's a great question. So first off, when you're actively at work with an employer, if you're under 59 and a half years old, you probably do not have an option while she's working of moving that into an IRA. The only way she would have that option is if she separated service from that employer or she became 59 and a half years old. So it would have to stay within the company plan, in this case a 401k or if it's a 403b or whatever. So I would say, first off, your concern about the current administration, I think be careful with that, Mark, because when we look at history, going into the election in 2016, I went back and looked at every presidential cycle since the birth of our country, starting with George Washington. And there's just no evidence that whoever's in the White House or whoever controls Congress makes the economy either good or bad, or makes the stock market give good returns or bad returns. What has been more important is what are the underlying economic conditions. The bottom line for you is, and for your wife, is with a 20-year life, with a 20-year timeline, I do think a diversified at-risk investment portfolio is going to be the best way to beat inflation. Interest rates are really low right now, which makes things like CDs and bonds very unattractive. And y'all shouldn't be worried about what your investments are worth next year or in 3 years or in 5 years. It's what are they worth in 20 years. And in 20 years, I think we can have a pretty good confidence that the markets will beat inflation. They may not make 9 or 10% per year coming off today's market prices, but they should beat inflation. So it's looking at the choices inside the 401k, Mark, and deciding how can we make sure we're properly diversified and have a good basket of investments inside the 401k.
Hey, Mark, if you're still listening, I'm sure you are, I'd strongly suggest you and your wife sign up for Jim's education series, which is starting a week from tonight. I bet you can get a lot of great info to further address that question you had. FinancialSurvivalForRetirement.com. Jim, you're going to be on the air this Saturday with your 15-plus-year radio program, More Living with Jim Brogan, right here on News Talk 98.7. That is the 20-year anniversary of 9/11, and I know you've got a special show set up for this Saturday. What can we look forward to coming up this weekend?
Bob, I've got two friends of mine coming on that I'm so excited to look at the 20-year anniversary. One is an advisor that works with me here at Brogan Financial. He was working on Wall Street in 2001 when the Twin on 9/11. So he was actually on Wall Street in downtown New York when that all happened. And then, so I'm going to be interviewing him about what was going on in New York City at that time. And then I'm also interviewing my good friend who went to college with me, played football over at the University of Tennessee, Patrick Lenore. He was an offensive lineman, one of my best friends for life. And his brother, his older brother, was working in one of the towers up on like the 100 and up above the 100th floor. And he perished when the Twin Towers came down. And he and his dad went up they went up immediately to try to find and see what was going on, see if he could find his brother. So we're going to talk to those two individuals about their experiences with 9/11, because I just think we don't ever want to forget what happened and our ability as a country to rally together, because we need that unity right now. We just need unity.
Jim, I look forward to your program this Saturday, 9 till 10, then again 3 until 4, right here on News Talk 98.7. Hey, my friend, thank you much, and I look forward to speaking with you again very soon.
Thank you, Bob. Take care. All right.